Welcome back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. This is Bill Satterlee, and if you just tuned in, Kent Lindquist isn't with us tonight. I'm going to play something from a Capitol CD entitled The Best of the Nat King Cole Trio, and it features Nat on piano, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller on bass, doing a tune entitled Easy Listening Blues. Was the Nat King Cole Trio, and I assume you were expecting to hear Nat sing. When he started out, and he's always been a great jazz pianist, but once he started playing and singing, his singing was so good that they requested that he don't quit playing and just concentrate on singing. The name of the tune was The Easy Listening Blues. I'm now going to go to a CD that is kind of interesting. It is a ADI CD featuring Barney Kessel, and what they do is include four albums on two CDs. So it's a two CD set, which would encompass four different volumes, the first four albums of Barney Kessel. So the tune that he's going to play is Happy Feeling. Thank you. Was Happy Feelings, and that was from his third CD, or third album, rather, To Swing or Not to Swing. The liner notes don't indicate who accompanied him on this particular tune, but I think if you heard the trumpet work, you knew it was Harry Sweets Edison. It's so distinct. I'm going to now go to a kind of a quirky piano player by the name of Mose Allison, and he's no challenge to Frank Sinatra, but he kind of is an interesting guy. The tune they're going to play is Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, featuring him on piano and vocal, Addison Farmer, who is Art Farmer's brother, on bass, and Ronnie Free on drums, doing a tune, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, chance. True, I've been seen met someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? Though we're apart, these words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold the thrill, but just do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but just do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
That was Mose Allison doing Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. I'm now going to play something by Jimmy Rainey, which is entitled Isn't It Romantic, featuring him on guitar, Bobby Brookmeyer on trombone, Ozzie Johnson on drums, and I'm not sure who's on bass, but the tune is Isn't It Romantic. Thank you. Isn't It Romantic, played by Jimmy Rainey. I know we played a lot of guitar and not much big band stuff tonight. It featured Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Dick Katz on piano, Teddy Kotak on bass. I'm now going to play something by vibe artist Milt Jackson, known as Bags, and he's backed up with a big band on this particular tune. It's called Gravy Blues. Thank you. That was Milt Jackson doing Gravy Blues. I'm going to play another vocal by one of my favorite vocalists, Mel Torme, Smooth as Velvet. And the name of the tune is... I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me.
Do my ears deceive me? What is that you say? If I heard you right, baby, I'm a new man today. Your eyes of blue, your kisses too, I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. You up there in the stars above me, I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love with me.
That was Mel Torme. Can't believe that you're in love with me. And he is as smooth as velvet. I can remember many years ago at the Jazz Festival in Chicago, because that's where Mel is from. He was a finishing act on a really magical night. So certainly one of my favorites. So I'm now going to play something by alto sax player Cannonball Adderley from a CD entitled Songs of Cole Porter. And this name of the tune is Love for Sale. Thank you. Cannonball Adderley doing Love for Sale. I'm going to play something else from the same CD featuring Stan Getz doing a tune entitled Night and Day.
Thank you. days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes.
That was Stan Getz and doing a tune entitled Night and Day. And I'm sorry I don't have better liner notes to indicate who is accompanying him. I'm going to stick with this one CD, though, and play something by Jimmy Smith entitled What Is This Thing Called Love?
Thank you. We'll be right back.
That was Jimmy Smith doing Love for Sale. It was a little longer cut. I think you're probably wondering if we're coming up to their silver anniversary. The last few songs will be a lot shorter than that. I'm going to play something now by the Dave Pell Octet from a CD entitled West Coast Jazz. And this was a working group, which means they stayed together for a long period of time, and it was the same artist. They're going to do a tune entitled Mountain Greenery. Was Mountain Greenery live by the Dave Pell Octet. We've come just about to the end of the show for this week. I'm going to take out the show with a Shorty Rogers Martian lullaby. He's on trumpet and Jimmy Giuffre's on clarinet, who has a great distinct sound. I want to thank you for listening to the night show. Hope you'll join us next Sunday night at 8 for the Feeling of Jazz. Until then, have a good weekend.